You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've had an amazing week. I know last week was a bit hectic with the planets. We had the new moon in Libra, and then we had the Mercury and Mars conjunction in Scorpio. So those Mercury and Mars is still kind of close together. So still might be feeling the effects of that energy. But this week, moving forward, what we've got going on. So today we've got Jupiter, which is in square to Chiron. So this might be bringing things, or it could make you feel a little bit anxious or nervous about something, or it could cause you like tired or reflection on things that have sort of, whether it be people hurting your feelings or just it's just things, situations that have come up in your past that might be coming up in your mind with that. We've got on the 25th, we've got the Sun, which will be a squaring Pluto. I feel like that could be a day where we see maybe more protests or people sort of rising up, I feel like, with that energy. It's coming up on the 25th. We've also got on the 25th, we have Mercury going to trine Jupiter. This is going to be bringing good news. So it is, you're going to be feeling better, feeling positive, having positive thoughts. It could be luck with communication. So, you know, if you need to talk to someone about something, being able to talk, say it in a nice way. We've also got on the 26th, we have Mercury going to be trying Saturn. This is going to be helping you through talking your way through sort of problems that come up, being able to not restrict yourself, but like it's like limiting yourself from restrictions. I do feel like there's a sense here of freedom with this aspect as well. We've also got on the 28th, we're going to have Mars try Jupiter. So that's going to make you feel more stronger or more confident, having this ability to just be more resilient, sort of go through life with ease. I feel like you're going to feel better about yourself with that transit. We've got on the 29th, we've got a lot of things with Mercury here. So a lot about communication this week and about how you think, but it's all going to be mostly positive here. We've got here a Jupiter Mercury going to be in trine to Neptune. That might put on rose-colored glasses. You might like to see things in a sort of a nice way, even if they aren't, but you've got this feeling of just trying to see the positive in things in terms of having the glass half full. It could be people trying to sort of spin you some lies, and you might be feeling, you might sort of fall more for people who are spinning you things that aren't true as well. So just be aware of that with this that transit. It also could be you cutting ties with people, dissolving sort of connections here, not having communication with people, but this would be a positive thing as well. So it'd be someone that's going to cause you a bit of grief that you want to no longer be around. Or it could be an end of a settlement or an end of something that's involving communication. We've got then on the 30th, we do have Mars going to try Saturn. I feel like it's giving you that courage and that strength to go through things that have been trying to limit you or things that have been restricting you. It's going to be able to get you through that. Most of this week with these transits are going to help you be more resilient. On the 29th, we've got Mercury moving into Libra. Mercury in Libra is more free thinking, more flexible, wanting to also help others, but like research and get to the bottom of things. It also wanting to more have fun. It's like a lighter energy with Sagittarius. And it could be a sense of you just being more flexible in how you think and how you see things, but also wanting a sense of adventure and maybe also excitement too. Also on the 30th, we've got an opposition with Mercury and then Uranus that can bring about some unexpected news, maybe positive or negative. You might be having unexpected thoughts with that. Unexpected connections might be made with that transit as well. So this week, I feel like it's going to feel a lot lighter. It is going to be like a sense of like hoping and knowing that everything's going to be okay. could be a sense of wanting change and you being ready to be able to make change as well in your life. And I feel like that this week's also about like doing things with other people and helping them and doing the best that you can. I really feel like that this is going to be more of a grounded week, and it's just going to make you feel lighter, and the energy I feel like is going to be more carefree. So it's a better week that we have than last week. Let's go to the caller. So we've got Cheryl here, who's in Redcliffe, Alberta, Canada. So hi, Cheryl, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was hoping that you could connect with my mom and see if she has any advice for me. She passed away 4.5 years ago.
Okay, and let me just see.
My life has been kind of I could just really use some guidance from her.
Okay. Is it your dad that's also passed too? Or is he still living?
No, my dad just turned 92 yesterday.
Okay. Your mum has a man with her, and he's a little bit, I actually had him first. So he's a little bit, how do I say, he's a very cheeky man, and I don't know if it's her brother or an uncle, but he wants to come through. He wants to come and talk to me, but your mum's sort of like telling me that he's from her family, but he's a bit annoying. But this man liked the ladies, this man. I keep on hearing that he was very cheeky as well. And he wasn't, might have been straight up as well. So I don't know if it was your mum's brother, but there's someone in the family, I'm going to say on your mum's side, that was a very cheeky man. I don't feel like he's very tall either. I feel like he's rather short. Do you know anyone like that in the family?
Yes, my Uncle Alfred, that'd be my mum's brother.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, cool, okay. She's telling me, she's like, he's annoying me. Your mum was more, she's telling me she's not selfish. She was telling me that she was very good to people. I feel like she also liked, do you guys celebrate Halloween there in Canada? Is that something that you guys do as well?
Yes, next week.
And yeah, because I see her giving out, I feel like she likes Halloween, and I wasn't sure, like, because I know you're in a different country than America, I didn't know about Canada, but she's like giving out, I feel like she's saying it's like her favorite time or one of her favorite times, and she's giving out the candy or the things out to the children that come to the house, and she's getting very, very excited with that too.
And she enjoyed that, yeah.
And she's telling me that there's nothing that she couldn't do. Like, I feel like she'd make big batches of things too. So, like, I see her big bowl. Yeah. But she's got the sewing needle as well. So not only could she's telling me that she could, like, either sew or, like, mend. Like, she's very, very creative. And I feel like she's also very youthful or young. She's showing me that she's very young and youthful too. But I also feel like, would she grow? She would like to get like fresh produce, like fresh fruit in that, or she grow her own stuff? Like, I feel like if she's going to have like oranges, she'll squeeze like orange juice, making orange juice. So I feel like she likes things fresh.
Well, they had a garden, but that was mostly vegetables.
That's okay.
Called crab apple tree, I guess, but yeah.
That's okay. I just feel like she likes things that are like natural, like either like growing, I feel like growing herself, or she had access to getting like things like not, I don't feel like she's, this lady is not a, she doesn't cut corners when she's cooking or I feel like she's big on getting like making from scratch and sourcing things too. She's very proud of
from scratch. Yeah.
Yeah. She's very proud of you as well. She showed me rosy cheeks. I know you've got rosy cheeks, or she has, but she's drawing me to rosy cheeks. And I feel like maybe it's you. Do you have like rosy cheeks? Or is it her?
No.
Okay, she's drawing me to cheeks. And I feel like that they're rosy or dimples or something about cheeks. She's drawing me to as well. Or maybe it's the one that's her favorite. There's someone she's drawing me to. I feel like it's dimples. Someone's got dimples. Too.
Her great granddaughter has dimples.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, she keeps on drawing me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just then she did go little. She said like big and then little. Okay. She just loves her. She just loves her. Yeah. So like that's like her number one or her favorite. As well, and she would care for her. She wanted to knit. She also knit too, because she felt like she wanted to knit for her or make her something. So I don't know if she got the chance to do that, but I feel like she would want to, or she would be able to do that too. But she's just proud of what you've become, and she knows that sometimes for you it was a hard and it's a struggle, and she wants to say hello to your dad as well. So it's showing me that he can be a little bit grumpy, especially when he can't get his own way. And he's like, it's not his fault. She's saying it's just how things are. He needs to understand that he needs to slow down and rest. He's not like he used to be.
No.
But he's like a bull at the gate. Like he wants to like fast forward, like he wants to be able to move things and do things like he was Ken when he was younger. But I feel like she's saying that he just needs to rest. She's proud of him too.
Exactly,
She's waiting for him, and not that he's going to go now. I'm not saying that. Just saying that she's waiting for him when his time to come. Like she will be there to greet him as well. Like she's telling me they had a really good connection too. And I feel like there is like the sense of like faithfulness to each other as well. Your mum was very loyal, very faithful to people. But she was a very good friend. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she liked to she's meeting up with people. I feel like she played cards with people too. She's showing me they're playing cards and they're in a circle. And she's very excited to see you as well. She's saying stay true to you, and she wants you to hand out the lollies for the Halloween, like keep on the tradition. The making of the thing. She's I feel like she also likes animals as well. I don't know if you could get raccoons but she's showing me like raccoons. I feel like she was like good to the animals. She's like she's very inspirational, this lady. I feel like her energy feels really well. She feels very high in her energy too. So she's gonna say goodbye now. So we'll leave it there. But thank you for calling in today. Do you have any other questions quickly?
That's very insightful. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. So everybody, if you're around the Central Coast area, so I will be at Swansea this weekend for doing readings at a fair, and I've also got our cruise coming up, just sold out. So we're taking bookings for next year and 2027, which is amazing too. So I'm going to hopefully, if the internet's very good, I can be live on a cruise ship in about 2 weeks' time. So thank you for joining me. And if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My website is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is the same. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. And my YouTube is Lady D Psychic. Same as my TikTok, Lady D Psychic. And I hope you all have an amazing week. And I'll see you same time, same place next Friday. So goodbye for now.